Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Tanya with me from Concho Valley Door. We're going to talk a little bit about Concho Valley Doors. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison, and I've got Tanya with me. You've heard, hi, I'm Tanya with
Concho Valley Door.
Hey, you got to admit, you do have a very distinct voice. Sounds really good on the radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's talk a little bit, because I just heard Jeremy say, how long have you had Concho Valley Door? And you said 3 years. I about almost filled up backwards down the stairs. Okay, because your mom and your dad started it at when?
My dad started it in 1975, and we incorporated as Concho Valley Door in 1983. And then I started working there right after my daughter was born in 92. So I was actually raised putting garage doors in.
I was going to say, because you've done it all your life, really.
So you, yes.
Kind of like me. So I opened my office in 85. I got in real estate in 83. So we kind of started our deal pretty similar at
yes,
the same time.
Yes.
So when you said that, I said, I've had an account with y'all for over 20 something years. So I know you've been around a long, long time.
Yeah.
And because you've helped me up on a many, many, there's no telling how many doors over the years.
There is no telling. So. We appreciate rental properties.
Yes, you do. But let's just start talking. Let's go to the basic stuff. And out from the day ones to what's going on now to the last one you just did for me that you can't even hear. But let's go to the good old days. Let's just start with just your basic garage door. Let's go with the rent house. Let's go with the cheapy doors.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say, I've said that. So, okay, Todd, I want the bare minimum. And yeah, she always says, yeah, Scott, you want a cheap deal. Of course, I say that all the time. But let's just say we do have a little property. We just want some basic door. What are we talking about?
Most rental properties have just a basic non-insulated door. There's really nothing special about them, but they're the Wayne Dalton doors that we sell are a good quality steel door. So they'll last you forever as long as you maintain them, don't run into them, things like that. They're a good quality door, and they're a lot less expensive to repair. If you run into it or something like that, the sections to replace them are cheaper than an insulated door. So that's most reason why people use the non-insulated doors.
And no windows, no frozen throws, but just good security, good safe.
Right.
Easy to roll up, easy to roll down, good rollers, the whole thing. Maybe a garage door opener, maybe not.
Right.
So boom, we have that. Then let's talk what you just said. Let's go into the next step up would be?
The 9100 is the next step insulated door, and that's actually our best-selling product. It's a good quality insulated door. It has a urethane foam insulation with an R value of 9, but it has a laminate backer on the inside, so it keeps the cost down. So it has a good warranty, lifetime warranty on the finish, not to rust, crack, or peel, or separate from the insulation, and it's really the best value for your money.
And why, believe it or not, that's what I do recommend to everybody, and here's why. If you start right there with your garage and you start your insulation right there, it helps your whole house. Because if your garage is insulated, it stays heated or cool, depending on the time of the year. Your bills are cheaper.
Yes.
So it makes sense. Not my child, but of course, my pickup doesn't even fit in the garage. But for my wife, she likes it because your car is not bad when you get in
right.
the mornings. Or her little toesies don't get all cold or hot.
Right.
So it works out good.
Yeah. And, you want to make sure that, the garage is where most people come in and out of their house. So when you get out in the mornings, you want to make sure it's not freezing cold or steaming hot. And the insulated door will help maintain a temperature. It won't keep it, refrigerated or air conditioned or anything like that. But it will help maintain a constant temperature in your garage.
Even though, what I'm seeing more and more? People heating and cooling their garages.
That's true.
Not as much as their house, but you'll see just one vent out there because of the cost of cars now. They won't even do that. So with their basic doors, what I'm seeing more and more, I know you have some of your commercials and stuff, the fancy garage doors.
Oh, yeah. Now, and we've actually started, and it's taken a long time, but the market is finally starting to keep up with, Wayne Dalton is actually finally starting to make models that are beautiful.
They are.
Absolutely beautiful. And honestly, you can get a really super pretty door in the model 9100, which is the basic insulated door. They have 5 different styles, like 6 different colors. You can add decorative hardware to them to make them pretty. And of course, any windows you add really add to the door, but a lot of people don't like windows because of security issues. But you can dress up the basic door to be really pretty on your home. But if you want something special, we have it. They have wood grain colors, all different kinds of designs, windows. The window layouts are coming out to be more contemporary, more modern. It's really kind of crazy how many choices you have, and it can be overwhelming.
And if you want to, folks, you can drive by. You can see there's one I know on off Avenue J. It's a really pretty door. There's some in Bentwood that look like the barn doors or something. Yes. like a castle.
Yes.
It's really attractive. And I promise you, we just finished our Bunny in the Park, you know, on Saturday. But we pass out cards. And I love doing that. What I like doing is, you know, you have people come in there and like, give you that growl look. You go, we just want to see if you can bring your kiddos to the Bunny in the Park. And the whole expression changes. But what's funny is their front door, there's cobwebs on it. Because they come in the garage.
They do.
So, but that's why you're seeing more and more people. And you saw, as you said, like Tanya said, there's the hardware on the garage door, which is fake. I mean, they don't actually use that.
You know, right, it's not usable.
But let's go with that. Okay, so you have the fancy garage doors. In and out, the controls on the outside of the door. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
It's fairly new.
Yeah, well, keypads have been available for a while. The Marantech garage opener that we sell is super quiet. It comes with
scary quiet.
Yeah, it's very, very super quiet. You can't even tell it's running. But the outside keypads are very, very popular, and they're very handy. I know my kids used ours. They'd come home from school, and it's a lot better than having keys, because they lose the keys. But they, you know, if they can remember the 4-digit code to get in, they can get in the house. So,
well, and you can change it.
Yes,
you know, which is real important. In fact, I tell people nowadays. Which is it's a new deal, and a lot of people forget. Like when I sell a house, and remember to change your keypad,
right?
Because that, you know, because my kids tell their friends that way. Their kids, and after a while, maybe change your keypad.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to change it every year or so.
Because just what Tanya said, that's a good way to let your kids get in and out of the house, you know. And then, but when you sell your house, remember, just like you change your keys to your house, change your keypad. But and a lot of people, if you have two or three garage doors. Just have one keypad. You don't need a pad for every one of the doors.
No, most keypads will open up to three doors. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they'll do up to three doors, and you can have a different code for each door.